All right, welcome into the Tuesday Triple Play edition of the Schizophrenic Music Podcast. My name is Craig, and I've got three selections this week for you, coming from artists that released albums this year that were just on the outside looking in. So at this point, we have released 30 down to 11. We're about to release our top 10 this upcoming Friday. So while these three didn't make the list, that's okay. They're still great albums, and I very much enjoyed listening to them. So let's go ahead and launch into this thing with some jazz, and specifically some Brazilian jazz, coming from Antonio Adolfo. Now, his album that was released this year is called Jobim Forever, and this album probably came to my attention about the time it was released back in July. And I think I listened to it and really didn't give it a whole lot of thought. I think it maybe just played in the background while I was working. But over time, I found myself going back to it. Now, Antonio Adolfo is a Brazilian pianist and composer. He has been around going back as far as the mid-60s. He founded a trio in Brazil called the Trio 3D in the mid-60s, and he's been releasing albums under his own name since the late 60s, early 70s. So certainly not a newcomer to the scene, but a newcomer to me, somebody that I've just discovered this year with the album. And the reason why is this is a tribute to Antonio Carlos Jobim. Now, this album in particular has a very chill vibe to it. It's very laid back. But what I like about it is it can serve as background music, but if you sit down and pay attention to it, the playing is just remarkable. It really is. And this is really, to me, a testament of both artists. The catalog of Antonio Carlos Jobim is just remarkable. And then the playing of Adolfo, it really pairs well. So for the sake of not rambling on too far, I'm just going to play you a song and see if you enjoy this. Once again, this is Antonio Adolfo. The album is Jobim Forever. And the song I'm going to play for you is the seventh track on the album. Excuse my pronunciation here, but it's Agua de Beber. So once again, Agua de Beber from Antonio Adolfo. And this comes from his latest album, Jobim Forever. Check it out. Thank you. Once again, that was Antonio Adolfo, and the song was Agua de Beber. That comes from his latest album called Jobim Forever, which is a tribute to Antonio Carlos Jobim. So if you like what you heard there, more to come. The whole album is just fantastic. And this is one of those artists that once you discover them, you realize you can quickly go down that rabbit hole of their catalog because it is quite extensive. So I'm looking forward to diving a little bit deeper there for sure. But let's move forward with an artist that, gotta be honest, I had no idea he had released solo albums. Now, we have probably referenced the band Brinsley Swores before, and I'm a big fan of this band. Back in the 70s, released several albums. Nervous on the Road was one in particular I think is a classic. But that said, I would imagine a lot of people know the band because of Nick Lowe. But Brinsley Swores has quite a pedigree. He, along with a couple of other members of the band Brinsley Swores, went on to help form Graham Parker and The Rumor. But once again, I had no clue that over the last several years he had released some solo albums. And one in particular just was released this year called Tangled. And as was the case with the Antonio Adolfo album, I find myself coming back to this Tangled record quite a bit. So I thought what I would do today is offer you up a sample track and give you a taste. Just a great voice, a very unique voice, and one I'm quite fond of, and I'm glad he's releasing solo albums. So once again, this is Brinsley Swores. The album is called Tangled, and the song I'm going to play for you is called You Drive Me to Drink.
Thank you. drive me to drink.
Brinsley Swores there with a song called You Drive Me to Drink, and that comes from his latest album called Tangled. Looks like this is his second solo album. What I love about the music in general is the wit to which it's written, and his voice to me is just perfection. Perfection in a way that I love the fact that he lets his voice fracture. And I just think that combined with the lyrics, combined with the music itself, is just fantastic. Highly encourage checking that out. It's a great album. As is my last selection, and I've got to be honest, I've probably only listened to this a couple of times based off the fact that I'm almost certain it would have shuffled my list. It would have reshuffled my best of list at the end of the year. It was released back in June, but I didn't discover it until November. It wasn't brought to my attention until November, and I didn't actually listen to it until the first week in December. So anyway, being a total geek here, but the band I'm speaking of is a band called Massage, and their album is called Still Life, and it is just right in my wheelhouse. It's jangle pop. They describe their music as sunny, bittersweet, tender. What's not to love for me, right? So it is fantastic. I'm almost certain that with a little bit of revisionist history, as they call it, this makes my list. Let's give you a taste of it. The band, once again, is Massage. The album is called Still Life. And I'm going to play a song for you here called Made of Moods. And that was the band Massage. The song is Made of Moods, and the album is called Still Life, released earlier this year. I'm looking back in. It looks like they've got some previous releases. I'm not sure if these are singles or not. Need to dive a little bit deeper. But regardless, wherever this is in their catalog, it's just a great album. So hopefully you heard something today that inspires you to dig a little bit deeper. If so, go to the website. We will have links for you to stream, maybe make a purchase for all three of these releases. So hope something there piques your interest. But want to thank you as always for listening in. Cannot thank you enough for your support. We truly appreciate that. We're going into our fourth year here in 2022. So very excited about what the future holds. But once again, thanks so much for listening in. And until next time, take care.